Blog Talk Radio.
Baby, when the sun rises, bring me back to the days when we met. The glare in your eyes, I wanna cry. Wanna share with you, unwrap it with you. Baby, when the sun rises, bring me back to the days when we met. The glare in your eyes, I wanna cry. Wanna share with you, unwrap it with you.
Let me tell you about this little shorty I met. Her head was outrageous, but her pussy was the best. I finger fucked the good and started licking on the breast. Who was next? I started let my tongue do the rest. Her little pussy like an ocean, man, that shit was super wet. She start grabbing on my dress, screaming, I knew she couldn't take it. So I climbed back up and slowly put my dick inside her stomach. Her legs started shaking, she say, ooh, baby, I'm coming. She start running, I looked at her and laughed, it was kinda cute. I flipped over, smacked the ass, we going for round two. She put that ass up, told me that we about to have some fun. I'm pulling on her head, that way she can't fucking run. Now I'm in so deep, I know she feel it when I'm in and out. She go crazy for the dick when I'm hitting her on the couch. She start talking nasty to me, so I put it in her mouth. Her mind in the days when I start licking her down.
Baby, when the sun rises, bring me back to the days when we met. The glare in your eyes, I wanna cry.
Yo, 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 that right there was the homeboy G Humble with Sunrise. Welcome to another episode of the Dopeness Interview Series brought to you by USA Blog Network. I'm your host, Carl BFM Jones. You are live on the Dopeness Interview Series, where we have nothing but the dopest underground artists, independent, unsigned hypes. G Humble, what's going on, brother?
What's going on? What's up? What's up?
Man, Joe, so I hear you working on some heat in the studio, so I really appreciate you taking the time out to rap with us about what you got coming up. We just played Sunrise. That's going to be a joint off of the new album, right?
Yeah, the album mixtape actually dropping in April.
Okay, okay. So before we get into the project that you're working on now, I would love to touch base with you about, like, you know, where you've been so we can talk more about, you know, the past, and then we can get more into where you are gradually headed to in the future. So as far as, like, your past, like, how did you decide to, like, break into the game? Like, how did you decide that this would be your future, like your career, hip-hop, R&B, all that?
I've always been into music all my life. My mom sung in, like, different churches, you know, growing up. So music has always been a part of my life. I played the drums, you know, I played the piano, bass guitar. So, you know, I was always playing instruments or doing music growing up. You know, I sung in the choir. So, you know, I got a lot of experience from church.
All right, so you're a real musician.
Yeah, started being in the hip hop industry. You know, I've had certain artists I looked up to and I've always listened to, you know, that kind of gave me inspiration. You know.
Okay. So who actually inspired you, or how did you know that this was the route that you wanted to go? Was there any kind of instance or situation, or, like, you know, anything, like, in your life that, like, pushed you towards that trajectory?
Yeah, my first music video I dropped called Rasta Ganj, which is on YouTube. It hit over 1,000 views, you know, and that kind of put me where I'm like, okay, I need to keep doing this music. So, okay. You know, that kind of gave me that jump start to keep going, you know.
Like, whoa, this could happen.
Right.
All right, so we're going to have to dig in the crates and go back in and check that out. You said Rasta Ganj, right?
Yeah, Rasta Ganj. Or Rastaman is what we named it, Rastaman.
Rastaman. All right.
Yeah.
So as far as a style, I don't want to put your music in a box or anything like that, but when somebody is first hearing you for the first time, how would you describe that sound or that feeling that they'll receive, whether it's like new age, hip hop, trap, you know, if you want to call it vibe music, what would you call it though?
My type of style is more like, you know, you can't really, when I put on an instrumental or a beat, you know, I vibe out to it. You know, I catch the vibe and whatever I feel, you know, I release on the beat. I can't really put my music in one genre at the time, because I've branched off into pop, you know, I did regular rap, you know, so I do a little bit of it all.
All right. I mean, as far as the process of creating the music, I know that you are a musician. You just mm-hmm. mentioned that you play, you know, a few different instruments, is that right?
Yes.
Are you instrumental in that part of the music making process, as far as like the production? Like, do you add instruments into what you're doing, like yourself, or are you all behind the mic?
I'm all at the moment, I'm all behind the mic. You know, I like to focus more on, you know, my part of it as far as being an artist now at this point. So I work with producers to get my beats and stuff, you know. So I like to collab with people. So at this time, I kind of work with them.
So you kind of work, like sit down with them and make sure like you hear certain things and you kind of direct them to the sound that you want.
Right. Exactly.
Okay. All right. So you mentioned you had a release date for the untitled album. And so far, how many songs do you have?
At the time, I have about 4 songs. So we're looking to release April 14th. April 14th is when we're looking to release it. So title yet. That's what we're still working on, but it will be one coming. And you can find that on my Instagram account. I have a website, which is ghumble.com. And
April 14th.
Facebook, Instagram, I'm on every platform. Also iTunes, Spotify, Tidal, Apple Music.
There you have it. So one of the songs that'll be on there is Catch a Vibe, is that right?
Yes.
So congrats on the song, man. I'm hearing some great things about it. How does that make you feel? Like your first video, you know, you got about 1,000 hits on it. Now you're getting thousands of hits. Like, how does that wave, like how does that change your perspective of how this is going to work out?
Oh man, it's amazing. Like, I'm ready to start touring and, you know, traveling the world with it, spread my music worldwide. So, you know, it's a journey, you know. You have to start it off and work your way up, and, you know, I like what I'm doing, and, you know, I love it. I love the feedback. I love making people feel good, you know, good vibes. You know, my whole perspective is humble vibes. That's what I'm bringing to the industry. So, you know, I'm still going to do up-to-beat type of songs, but, you know, I'm bringing positive vibes and humble vibes with it. So, you know, that's what I'm branding.
There you have it. All right. So do me a favor. Go ahead and introduce Catch a Vibe. We're going to rock out to it for a few minutes and then come right back and just get like some behind the scenes of how you created it.
Okay. You're now about to tune in to Catch a Vibe by G Humble, my first single. Yeah.
Sauce speaking.
When we spend time, she catch a vibe. She love my vibe. It's live, complicated to describe. She put her heart through suicide, suicide. Lost her pride. She found her heart broken many times. She say I make her feel alive, back alive. No lie, I keep it G unlike her last guy. Then she finds herself getting high from my vibe. Then realize I keep it G, I ain't nothing like your last guy. Nah. Ay, it's back to paradise. Diving in her ocean, pull her hair, slap her ass. Atlantic waves when I stroke it. I'm a drug to her body, pussy wet just like tsunami in the bed. Getting noisy, but won't ever tell nobody. I'm like, babe, let's get away. Clear our minds and meditate. Me and your ex, we don't relate. There's no need to contemplate. Return to bar, let's have a day. Free our minds and get away. She brings me pleasure every day. No foolish mind was left to say. Her love's not blind. No wasting time. She killed the game. Now it's a crime. Fourth quarter clutch time. When we together, we value time. And warm weather, her skin shine. Excited goddess, I'm hypnotized. Like heaven here on earth. Angel sent.
When we spend time, she catch a vibe. She love my vibe. It's live. Complicated to describe. She put her heart through suicide. Suicide. Lost her pride. She found her heart broken many times. She say I make her feel alive. Back alive, no lie, I keep it G unlike her last guy.
Then she finds herself getting high from my vibe. Then realize I keep it G, I ain't nothing like her last guy.
Nah, I'm too unique. I've been hoping and waiting that you arrive on time. The last week and a half you've been on my mind. And normally I'm the one to go and hop on the flight. That means you special to me, so I'ma lay this pipe. I know you've been thinking and reminiscing all about me. So when you touch down in my city, we gon' do something about it. Beach cruise, vacay where nobody been. Vacation with a goddess must be heaven sent.
When we spend time, she catch a vibe. She love my vibe. It's life, complicated to describe. She put her heart through suicide, suicide. Lost her pride. She found her heart broken many times. She say I make her feel alive, back alive. No lie, I keep it G unlike her last guy.
Then she finds herself getting high from my vibe. Then realize.
Bring it back, bring it back. That right there was Catch a Vibe by the homeboy G Humble. It's off the new album, upcoming on 4/14. So definitely check it out. ghumble.com. You can go straight to the link, ghumble.com/music. But it's going to be everywhere. Hey, bro, dope song. Congrats on the project that you're creating. Definitely some good vibes there.
Thank you. I thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
Anytime. All right, so Catch a Vibe. I would love to hear like some behind the scenes of, you know, how it's created, how you stumbled upon the beat or the producer, if you wrote it in the booth or if you already had the lyrics written at home and just came in and knocked it out, or you just vibed out with the crew and just freestyled it. How did it happen?
The way I came up with this in particular song was basically Legion's Beats sent me the beat, and you know I liked it. I vibed out to it, you know, and it just came to me, you know, the whole hook came to me, and then I went from the hook to laying my verses right off the head. Like, I didn't even write anything down. I went right into the studio and just laid it down off the head. So
happened like that sometimes.
But I got my inspiration from Catch a Vibe basically is coming from, like, you know, being in a tough relationship and basically, like, this new guy is nothing like your last guy, you know what I'm saying? So that's basically the message I'm spreading throughout that song.
Okay. So, man, I mean, so how are you knocking these songs out? Like, is that, do you normally just, like, you hit a beat, you know, you get into that mood and feel that vibe and just, like, come in the booth and just knock it out? Like,
most definitely.
Because I know you got a couple other songs. You got, like, Inner Freak, Treasure. How are you going about it? Like how is it coming to you?
Basically, like you said, going in the studio, you know, and vibing out, you know. Like, whatever I feel to that beat, I listen to the beat throughout the day, and, you know, I catch the melody, and then I go in the studio and I lay it. So that's pretty much how I do it. It comes about, it pretty much comes easy.
Yeah, that's bad music.
It comes very natural to me.
All right. So, man, Joe, I'm going to give you the floor to tell us, like, you know, anything you want to shout out, whether it's your social media handles, producers, anything you got coming up in the future, fashion line, new website dropping, you got a show coming up, or whatever you got on the horizon, just let us know what we need to be in tune with.
Okay, so basically what I got coming out is my mixtape in April. You know, it'll be coming out like 4/4/19. You can be on the lookout for that. You can reach me at on any social media site. I'm on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Snapchat under G Humble. I'm on iTunes, Spotify, Tidal. If you want to check out any of my music, also SoundCloud. As far as tour dates, we're still looking to see when that'll be coming. So, yeah, that's pretty much it. Just, you know, check me out on all these, on every platform, you know, and stay in tune because we got a lot in store for 2019.
There you have it. And I'm sure you're going to be announcing the title of the new album, 4/14, y'all. So stay in tune for the title of the album. You can always check ghumble.com for anything G Humble related. All right. I really appreciate you, bro. Man, shout out to great artists who like really have the foresight to put together these dope songs with a dope beat, the hook for us to vibe out to in the car, in the gym, at the crib, at the club. So, man, salute to you, man. Hats off to you, bro.
Oh, definitely. Thank you.
All right, y'all. So thanks for tuning in. Another episode of the Dopeness Interview Series brought to you by USA Blog Network. If you haven't already, went ahead and followed us at USABlogNetwork.com. Check it out. And until next time, nothing but the dopeness. All right, we out.
When we spend time, she catch a vibe. She love my vibe. It's life, complicated to describe. She put her heart through suicide. Lost her pride. She found her heart broken many times. She say I make her feel alive, back alive. No lie, I keep it G unlike her last guy. Then she finds herself getting high from my vibe. Realize, I keep it G, I ain't nothing like your last guy. Nah.